This is Passport to Texas. Once abundant in the Trans-Pecos region, pronghorn antelope populations have declined dramatically. A segment of this month's Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series looks at efforts to understand this trend. Producer Alan Fisher.
Pronghorn are a really beautiful animal, and they were once all over the plains and across the west. But some of the pockets are now starting to maybe have some trouble adapting to the changing state.
You used to be able to drive from Valentine to Marfa and maybe see 200 or 300 of them just from the highway. And now you're lucky if you see one.
It's an iconic species, and I think it's easy to look at as a flagship species for grasslands. These areas are changing. The open range of yesteryear has been fenced off and broken up a bit. It may make species like the pronghorn a little more vulnerable. So I follow a group of biologists who are out capturing baby pronghorn fawns.
Good catch, Jack.
And collaring them with radio tracking collars.
We got one. That's a big one, too. Okay, baby, okay.
The pronghorn puzzle airs the week of April 8th, and you can also see it on YouTube.
Thanks, Alan. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and conservation programs in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.